The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, May the 20th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino, dark roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a Crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino, dark roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. A shootout in Illinois, a Delaware state lawmaker can't control his temper, and the governor in Texas signs an important bill. A gunman killed one central Illinois police officer and wounded another before he was fatally shot during a shootout at an apartment complex early yesterday. The officers went to the complex in Champaign, Illinois, shortly after 3 a.m. in response to a report about a domestic disturbance and encountered the armed suspect, according to police. An exchange of gunfire followed in which both officers and the suspect were shot. Officer Chris Oberheim, age 44, died of his wounds. The wounded officer was hospitalized in stable condition. In other news, a Delaware state lawmaker was arrested this week for allegedly attacking a woman at a restaurant in what appears to be a domestic violence incident. According to a news release from the Delaware State Police, State Senator Darius J. Brown, age 39, was arrested, quote, after an altercation occurred at a local restaurant over the weekend. Police said that Brown, a Democrat, allegedly punched a woman in the face. The woman claimed that the 44-year-old female victim said they were arguing about, quote, a social media post when Brown struck her. It's not clear what the social media post was about. Finally, the governor of Texas yesterday signed a ban on most abortions conducted after the detection of a fetal heartbeat. Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, signed SB 8, a bill prohibiting doctors from performing abortions unless they first search for a fetal heartbeat, which can be detected as early as 6 weeks into the pregnancy. If the doctors were to detect a heartbeat, under the legislation, they could not perform an abortion except in a medical emergency. The law is enforced exclusively through private civil action, not by the government. Our quote of the day comes from Maria Faustina Kowalska. Jesus loves hidden souls. A hidden flower is the most fragrant. I must strive to make the interior of my soul a resting place for the heart of Jesus. Coming up, our saint of the day, his popular preaching made him famous during his own lifetime because it was frequently directed against sorcery, gambling, and witchcraft. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, Mom, I wrote you this special poem for Mother's Day.
Aw, that's so sweet. Can I hear it?
Some fortes are red, some sorrentos are blue. For Mother's Day, we went to Bulldog Kit to brought this for you.
You got me the 2022 Kia Carnival MPV that I've been dreaming about? The leather seats, the extra cargo space, plenty of cup holders, push start, and that new car smell.
So you like it, huh?
Like it? I love it. Thank you so much.
Only the best for you, Mom. That's why we went to Bulldog here.
You're so smart.
Get Mom what you really want for Mother's Day. The new 2022 Kia Carnival from Bulldog Kia. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saints of the day is Saint Bernardine of Siena. Most of the saints suffer great personal opposition, even persecution. Bernardine, by contrast, seems more like a human dynamo who simply took on the needs of the world. He was born on September the 8th, 1380, and he was the greatest preacher of his time, journeying across Italy, calming strife-torn cities, attacking the paganism he found rampant, attracting crowds of 30,000 people, following St. Francis of Assisi's admonition to preach about, quote, vice and virtue, punishment and glory. Compared with St. Paul by the Pope, Bernardine had a keen intuition of the needs of the time, along with solid holiness and boundless energy and joy. He accomplished all of this despite having a very weak and hoarse voice, miraculously improved later because of his devotion to Mary. When he was 20, the plague was at its height in his hometown of Siena. Sometimes as many as 20 people died in one day at the hospital. Bernardine offered to run the hospital and, with the help of four other young men, nursed patients there for 4 months. He escaped the plague, but was so exhausted that a fever confined him for several months. He spent another year caring for a beloved aunt whose parents had died when he was just a child, and at her death began to fast and pray to know God's will for him. At 22, he entered the Franciscan order and was ordained 2 years later. For almost a dozen years, he lived in solitude and prayer, but his gifts ultimately caused him to be sent to preach. Especially known for his devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus, Bernardine devised a symbol, IHS, the first 3 letters of the name of Jesus in Greek, in Gothic letters on a blazing sun. This was to displace the superstitious symbols of the day, as well as the insignia of factions, for example, Guelphs and Ghibellines. The devotion spread, and the symbol began to appear in churches, homes, and in public buildings. Opposition arose from those who thought it a dangerous innovation. 3 attempts were made to have the Pope take action against him, but Bernardine's holiness, orthodoxy, and intelligence were evidence of his faithfulness. General of the Friars of the Strict Observance, a branch of the Franciscan order, Bernardine strongly emphasized scholarship and further study of theology and canon law. When he started, there were 300 friars in the community. When he died, there were 4,000. He returned to preaching the last 2 years of his life, and he died on May the 20th, 1444, while traveling. Another dynamic once said, quote, "I will not be a burden, for I want not what is yours, but you. I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent for your sakes," referencing 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. There is danger that we see only the whirlwind of activity in the Bernardines of the faith, taking care of the sick, preaching, studying, administering, always driving, and forget the source of their energy. We should not say that Bernardine could have been a great contemplative if he had the chance. He had the chance every day, and he took it. Send me your news tips to ron@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.